כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
הקיטן אויסס ומויבסים בפארה וכל עבודות. The next pasuk we say every morning, which are introductory psukim for those yoshir, and the continuation of the psukim that we say from Vayivorech David till those yoshir. The psukim we saw till now were psukim that describing Hashem created the entire world. And after he created the world, he chose Avraham Avinu to be the foundation of Klal Yisrael. And he made the bris with Avraham Avinu to give us Eretz Yisrael. And then we went into Mitzrayim, and there in Mitzrayim Hashem saw that we remained steadfast with him, and we cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as a result of that, he made oisos u'moivsim in Mitzrayim. Oisos are signs to the entire world and to ourselves, a sign of the keshir between us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the moivsim, a sign that showed that Hashem overrides the laws of nature to save Klal Yisrael. To Paro, Lavodav, Kolam Alzo, the whole nation of Mitzrayim was smitten by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us. Why? Ki yodatu ki yizidu aleim. Batasach Hashem kayyum azeh. Those are two things I'm pointing at. The end of everything in this world is these two points. Number one is ki yodatu ki yizidu aleim. All the Rishon throughout history that are causing us tzoris and bezodin, bemezid, they're going out of the way to evil the Klal Yisrael. B'sofo shel dovar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodato, Hashem knows every evil that's being done to Klal Yisrael, and everybody who does his work will eventually be paid back. Yesh din v'yesh dagar. Yesh din v'yesh dagar. That things are out of control. And then, the second thing, v'tatach Hashem kayyem ezeh, the tachos, the whole bria, is to come to a point that the Shem Hashem will be revealed and be great in the eyes of the entire bria. Tachos Hashem, that was the Yetzias Mitzrayim, was a smaller version of what we're going to see is doing in Yetzias Hashem. Number one, the revenge of all the goyim that caused the tzoris, and number two, the great name of Hashem, that everyone will see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zeichah to prepare ourselves properly for the Gula and the Heir that should come. A lot of people say, oh, waiting for Mashiach to come. If you're just waiting for Mashiach to come, it's not so bad, but it's not so good. You have to prepare yourself to be in a Madrega, be able to be Makabal Pnei Hashchina, to the Makabal, the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And if we're in that position, that we're with Hashem, then when the revelation comes, we will really have a simchas olam together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be zeicha, to mechaven and atfilas, to remind ourselves of the great gula we had in the past, and look forward to the great gula that's coming soon.
Olam shalem shel tochen mechakeh lecha bekol halashon 03-617-1111.